The attacks in Brussels have also re-energized the country's anti-immigrant far right. They've revived calls for the country to split, making one part French-speaking Walloons, the other Dutch-speaking Flemish. NPR's Melissa Bloch spoke with two men in Brussels on opposite ends of that debate.
These are our officers from my party, the Vlaams Belang.
That's Sam van Rooij, a spokesman for Vlaams Belang. That's the Flemish Interest Party on Belgium's far right.
Do you consider yourself more Flemish than Belgian?
Yes, of course. No question. I only feel Flemish, actually.
You only feel Flemish?
Yes, of course.
You would not say I'm Belgian?
No, no.
Van Rooij says this country, divided by language and by identity, should split in two.
We want to get rid of Belgium, because it's actually a non-state. It has two different peoples in it, two different cultures. And we see it doesn't work. And it's one of the causes that we had these terror attacks now.
Vlaams Belang represents a view heard throughout Europe that immigration has spelled disaster. When Van Rooij looks at Brussels' diverse population, he doesn't like what he sees.
I see actually a city that is more and more looking like an Arab country or an Islamic country. And I think it's really bad for our freedom, for our democracy, for our identity. I call it myself Belgistan.
And his prescription?
I call for these Muslims to see the truth about Islam and to either leave Islam or reform it fundamentally.
So what should happen with the migrants who are here?
Well, the migrants who are here, they should either adapt to our way of living, to our culture, to our values, and if they don't, they should leave. It's very simple.
The Flemish Interest Party wants Belgium to close its borders to immigrants, especially those from Muslim countries. And Van Rooij blames the European Union, which is headquartered in Brussels, for what he says is a dangerous open borders policy.
If your house has no door that is locked and can be opened when you decide to open it, well, then you don't have a house. It's very simple. We should go back to the Europe like it was.
Just a few steps away, down the street from the Flemish Parliament, is the Federal Parliament of Belgium, and it's there we meet Dirk van der Meulen.
The green carpet, it's the House. The red carpet, cardinal red, is the Senate.
And you are a proud member of the House.
I'm a proud member of the House for more than 26 years.
Van der Meulen is a social democrat, which means in the elegant chamber of parliament, he sits way to the left in the semicircle of members' chairs. As we talk, we look up at a plaque bearing the Belgian national motto in Dutch and French, which translates as "Unity makes strength." It refers to Belgium's 19th century united front against its former ruler, the Netherlands. But van der Meulen says that slogan is just as appropriate now.
I'm always in favor of staying one country. I think that in times of globalization, in times that we try to construct Europe, it looks to me as very stupid to split up.
And he knows last week's terrorist attacks will only make these Belgian tensions worse.
There are parties who are, for the moment, exploiting the fear and the anger which is in the society. So I am worried about the future.
For van der Meulen, the far-right close-the-borders parties have a simplistic view.
I don't think that any country, except maybe North Korea, where nobody wants to go, but I don't see one normal country in the world who succeeds in closing itself from the rest of the world.
And where Sam van Rooij sees European Union as a grave threat, van der Meulen sees it as a key to Belgium's security.
I think it's the only opportunity we have to have any influence on the way things are changing in the world. Belgium is way too small.
We need both more European unity, van der Meulen says, and more Belgian unity. Melissa Bloch, NPR News, Brussels.